I Have Enough, a sermon outline by C.H. Spurgeon, read by Mark Fitzpatrick. The text is Genesis 33, 9 and 11. Esau said, I have enough. Jacob said, I have enough. It is as rare as it is pleasing to meet with a man who has enough. The great majority are craving for more. Here we see two persons who were content. It is true they were both wealthy men, but these are often more greedy than the poor. To increase the wonder, we have here not only two men, but two brothers, and two brothers of dissimilar disposition, each saying, I have enough. Where shall we find two brothers like them? Surely their father's blessing was upon these contented twins. They were great wonders. Firstly, here is an ungodly man who has enough. Because Esau has other faults, there is no necessity that he should be discontented and grasping. Contentment is a moral excellence as much as a spiritual grace. Unconverted men are sometimes contented with their lot in this life. 1. It is not always or often so. They are mostly a dissatisfied company. 2. It is sometimes so, as in the case of Esau. This may arise from a want of energy, or from a naturally easy disposition, readily pleased, or from utter recklessness, which only considers present pleasure. 3. It has some good points about it, as preventing greed and the oppression which comes of it, as often promoting a good-natured liberality and the disposition to live and let live. 4. Yet it has its evil side. It leads men to boast of their wealth or acquirements. Who would not do so if they were craving for more? It tends to breed a contempt for spiritual riches. It may thus be a sign of having one's portion in this life. Secondly, here is a godly man who has enough. 1. It is a pity that this is not true of every Christian man. Some appear to be eager after the world, though they profess to be separated from it. This creates care, fretfulness, envy of heart, and leanness of soul. 2. It is delightful to have enough. Contentment surpasses riches. 3. It is pleasant to have somewhat to spare for the poor, as this should be the aim of our labor. The Apostle says in Ephesians 4:28, let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. 4. It is blessed to have all this through our God. Jacob said, God hath dealt graciously with me, and I have enough. 5. It is best of all to have all things. In the margin we read that Jacob said, I have all things. All things are yours, 1 Corinthians 3:22. All that the believer needs is promised in the covenant. All things in providence work together for his good. In having God for his portion, he has more than all. Thus he has enough of strength and grace, enough in Christ, in the Word, and in the Spirit, enough in God's love, power, and faithfulness, and an immeasurable supply in God himself, whose name is God all-sufficient. The child of God should be ashamed of discontent, since even a common sinner may be free from it. He should be heartily satisfied, for he has all things, and what more can he desire? O rest in the Lord. Psalm 37:7. Illustrations. A poor Christian woman who was breaking her fast upon a crust and a cup of water exclaimed, what? All this and Christ too? A Puritan preacher asking a blessing on a herring and potato said, Lord, we thank thee that thou hast ransacked sea and land to find food for thy children. The great cry with everybody is, get on, get on, just as if the world were travelling post. How astonished these people will be if they arrive in heaven to find the angels, who are much wiser than they, laying no schemes to be made archangels. From Maxims for Meditation. Is not the bee as well contented with feeding on the dew, or sucking from a flower, as the ox that grazeth on the mountains? Contentment lies within a man, in the heart. And the way to be comfortable is not by having our barrels filled, but our minds quieted. The contented man, saith Seneca, is the happy man. Discontent robs a man of the power to enjoy what he possesses. A drop or two of vinegar will sour a whole glass of wine. Thomas Watson. As a typical instance of the contentment of some unregenerate persons, note the following. A captain of a whale ship told one of the wretched natives of Greenland that he sincerely pitied the miserable life to which he was condemned. "Miserable?" exclaimed the savage. "I have always had a fishbone through my nose and plenty of train oil to drink. What more could I desire?"